結構いいね。そうね、ちょっとね、子供たちの色の人で。わお。
I'm kind of glad that from worship today we've been really talking about the importance of praising God. Because that's what I wanted to talk about today. So how many of you know that not only people praise God? Do you know that the trees and the flowers and the sun and things outside also play God's
rock?
So I'm going to actually read a story that I really like. And for the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about praising God. And I didn't show Martha for the translate on the spot. So it's called God Smiles.
神様は笑っているという題の話です。
God smiled, and his smile floated like a song on a breeze.
それはまるで、喜びの歌のように漂っているというですね。
So, the ant stopped the march and praised God with a dance.
そしてね、アリさんも立ち止まって賛美をするというですね。
The bees sang in harmony from the hive.
ハチさんもね、ハチの巣の中でおちょり踊るっていうんですね。
The cricket played along in his best shirt and pants.
かっこいい格好して賛美するっていうんですね。
And their music made the hills come alive.
そして丘がですね、音楽で本当にうるさくなったっていうんですね。
And the big blue fish smiled.
そして青い魚も喜んだんです
ね。The big blue fish bubbled the tune. The turtles joined in on a shell.
そしてカメもそうです。
The frog croaked hallelujah into a spoon.
そして、ね、カエルまで、ね、ハレルヤって言ったんですね。
And their praise echoed over the dell.
そしてすべてのところにハレルヤが影響した。
And the robin smiled.
そして、ね、ロビンの鳥も笑ったんですね。
The robin sang the song from high in the sky.
そして高いところから歌って。
The chipmunk played. The chipmunk.
Chipmunk も。
Sorry. Prayed it deep in the wood.
ね、森の中で祈った。
The cow mooed each note for the pig in his side.
もうもうって言って喜んだんです。
And Zeke the dog howled, God is so good. And the baby smiled.
そして赤ちゃんが笑った。
The baby cooed the song while counting her toes.
赤ちゃんもうって言って。
Her brother sprayed it through two missing teeth.
で、歯のない兄弟もね、感じしました。
Their mother did a jig while clipping a rose.
で、お母さんも踊って。
And their music drifted over the heat.
そして、音楽がただ、歌を超えていったというんです。
And the chambermaid smiled.
そして、宮殿の召使いも笑って。
The chambermaid skipped and sang over the moat.
宮殿の召使いが堀を越えて踊っていったので。
The prince plucked the tune on his lyre.
そして、王子様はね、
The queen's heart leapt at the sound of each note, and the song bounced from dungeons of fire. And the king smiled. The king sang, Praise God from high in his tower. The pines swayed in rhythm in the forest. The fields made an orchestra of every flower.
ね、
While the brook gurgled the wonderful chorus,
そして、川の流れも、
and the mountains smiled.
そして、山も笑った。
The mountains majestically lifted their praise.
そして山が本当に大きな賛美をして。
The oceans took the song out to sea.
海もそしてその賛美を持って。
The thunder clouds flashed for all to amaze and remind us how mighty God can be.
雷もそうですね。神様の大きさを示した。
And the moon smiled.
月も笑って。
The moon glowed the melody out into space.
月がですね、あれを宇宙に連れて行った。
The sun whistled and burned ever more bright.
太陽もそういうふうにこうして。
The stars twinkled the tune like diamond lace, and the whole universe praised God with their light. And the angel smiled. The angel crooned for all of heaven to hear. The band joined in on the third beat. The end of the song on a thunderous cheer, and the tune of praise was placed gently at God's feet. And God smiled.
Amen.
And I'm just going to read this passage.
今日は御言葉を少し読みたいと思います。
そうですね。はい。From Psalm 148.
Fill
us with
this book with faith. 148.
I'm just going to read. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the sky. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you twinkling stars. Praise Him, skies above. Praise Him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. For He issued His command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey Him. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds. Kings of the earth and all people. Rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for His name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made His people strong, honoring His faithful ones, the people of Israel who are close to Him. Praise the Lord.
日本語でも言いますね。主を褒めたたえよ、諸々の天使から主を褒めたたえよ、諸々の高きところで主を褒めたたえよ、その天使を皆は主を褒めたたえよ、その万軍よ、皆主を褒めたたえよ、日よ、月よ、主を褒めたたえよ、輝く星よ、皆主を褒めたたえよ、糸高き天よ、天の上にある水よ、主を褒めたたえよ、これらのものに主の皆が褒めたたえさせよ、これらは主が命じられると作られたからである。主はこれらを常しえに固く定め、超えることのできないその境を定められた。海の獣よ、すべての口を地から主を褒めたたえよ、ね、火よ、あられよ、雪よ、霜よ、御言葉を行う嵐よ、諸々の山、すべての丘、身を結ぶ木、すべての紅白よ、野の獣、すべての家畜、家畜、ハーモノよ、翼ある鳥よ、地の王たち、すべての民、君たち、地のすべての司よ、若い男子、若い女子、老いた人と幼い者よ、彼らをして死の皆を埋め立たさせたいよ、その皆は高く、類なく、その栄光は地と天の上にあるからである。主はその民のために一つの角を与えられた、あげられた、これはすべての生徒の褒めたたえるもの、地に近いイスラエルの人々の褒めたたえるものである。主を褒めたたえよ、主はその民のために一つの角を与えられた。これはすべての生徒の褒めたたえるもの、主に近いイスラエルの人々の褒めたたえるものである。主を褒めたたえよ、ハレルヤ。
So what I just want you to remember this week,
今週覚えてほしいことは、
okay, is that God created you to praise Him.
神様はみんなが神様を賛美するために使えたということを覚えてほしい。
And He created everything around you to remind you.
そして私たちの周りにあるみんなそれを私たちが思い出させるために神様を与えてくださったものです。
So when you see the sun come out in the morning and it's shining really bright,
太陽が眩しいなと思った時も、
I want you to remember.That when it's shining like that, the sun is praising God.
神様を太陽も賛美してるんだと思ってほしいのね。
And at night, when you look at the stars before you go to bed,
寝る前に月を見たり、星を見たりもそう。
And they're twinkling really bright. They're praising God. And they're twinkling.
神様を賛美してそういうふうにも思ってほしいのね。
Okay, so this week I want you to think about how you're praising God.
自分がどうしたら神様を賛美してるか。
With your mouth when you're singing or talking.
歌ってるのか話してるのか、そういう時どういうふうに神様を賛美してるか。
And with your actions.
自分の行いのそういいこと、神様が喜ばれることをしているかどうか。
And next week we're going to talk about it. So I'm going to ask you next week how you feel you can praise God and what you can do. Okay?
どうやって神様を賛美することでしたか、ね、今週考えてみてください。
Okay, let's pray.
お願いします。
Father God, I just thank you so much for each and one of these precious children. Lord, I thank you so much for the gifts you've put in them and the talent and the potential that they have. And Father, I pray that you would just help them to know you. And to recognize you around them. Lord, help them. And Father, help them to fall deeper and deeper in love and
deeper.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. So people who can stay on Tuesday and people who go upstairs. Yeah. What's the age or something?
No, no, I don't think there's anyone who
can
still third grade and third grade.
3年生以下の人ぐらいで友達の上に行って、ここにいる人はここにいた方がいいです。
Yeah, like third grade and under, including...
You said, like, one person only.
Yeah, I think if we have only one person, then maybe it's
babies.
So we want the babies, not the young kids. That was what we wanted.
All
the kids, we want you to stay down here today, and we want you to sit with your parents. So be a little quiet. Even the little kids, we want you guys to stay down. But we really praise God that for the kids in this church. And we ask that you. Okay, so now we have two people to go up. So hold on, wait. Come here for a second, okay? Come. All of you kids, come, okay? Okay, this is really important, okay? If you need to be really good when you're upstairs, okay? You can't be jumping around, okay? And you have to be nice to each other. You can't fight, okay? Because otherwise, you're going to have to come back down here with your mom and your dad, okay? So everybody make sure. Praise God. We're really thankful, and we're actually praying about what we can do more for the children at this church. So please pray if God is leading you to do something more, or for God to bring the people, for God to give us wisdom, and we really have, God has put that on our heart. There are many churches without children. We praise God that there are a lot of children here. Amen. God really loves the kids, and so we really, really praise God. So please be praying.
Okay.
So we'd like to start the message for today. It's a continuation of last week. Last week we were reading from Ephesians 6, starting with verse 10. So I wonder, those of you who were here last week or even who weren't, do you ever wonder why are we reading this? Because last week's passage was focusing on the spiritual battle that we find ourselves in.
先週話したことですね、私たちは霊の戦いをしている、そういうところをこの場所で読みましたね。霊の戦い。
You know, we live in the modern world.
私たちは今現代に生きてますから、みんな。
We live in a, you know, technologically very advanced country, Japan.
日本もそうですね。もうそれで溢れてるような国に私たちは住んでますけど。
Are we really going to talk about evil spirits?
本当にですね、悪い霊とかについて話すのピンとこないかもしれない
ですけど。Are we really going to talk about a spiritual battle?
霊的戦い何それ
Are we really going to talk aboutSatan and what he's doing on this earth. Yes. How many of you, you know, read the news or look at the news sometimes? Are you ever really shocked at the atrocities that we read in the news?
What do you mean by atrocities?
Really, really, like horrendous, awful, unimaginable things. And this can be countries that are doing these atrocities.Or it can be children who are doing these atrocities.
なんでこんなことをするのと思ったらそれが子供だったりということになります。 一体何が起きてるんだと思うんですよね。
Do you ever ask yourself, can people really be this evil?
人間ってこんな悪いことをできるの?と思うときありませんか?
And they not only do such evil things, but they truly believe that they're justified in doing them.
それは自分が正しいと思ってしてる、そんなこともあるんですよね。
Today is November 9th.
今日は11月9日ですね。はい。
You know it's November
9th?
はい。Two people, okay. One was a 10-year-old, three people. Okay, now this is a little bit harder.
ちょっと難しいですけど。
Now this next thing is a little harder. Do you know what happened 25 years ago on November 9th?
25年前の、ね、11月9日何が起きたか覚えてますか?
Do you know what happened 25 years ago on November 9th? That would be amazing. No, it's not. It was actually something good. The Berlin Wall was knocked down. And that was huge. For 28 years,The people of East Germany lived as prisoners of their own country. And I'm sure for them, you know, many people were were killed trying to escape. But there just seems to be an even more advancement of evil.
その時にもっと悪いことが多分そこにあったと思うんですね。
People's throats being cut by children.
でも今考えてみればあるのは、ある子供たちが人の喉をかっきりなんて話を見たことありますね。そういうのは今でも聞いたりするから、一体本当にどれだけ悪いことが私たちの中に充満してるのか。
So it is a fact that we are in a spiritual battle.
でもそのことをもう本当に私たちは霊的な戦いの中にあるんじゃないかと思って、
この世の悪いことを見ると。Satanic forces in this world.
ですからその悪魔的というかサタン的な働きがやっぱり起きてるんじゃないかと思わされ
ます
ね。
But we don't need to think about that a lot.
でもね、私たちはそれについてずっと考えすぎる必要はないんです。
We need to keep our focus on God.
私たちの目は神様に目を向ける必要があるんですね。アメンでしょうか。
But we need to be aware of
this spiritual battle. でも私たちは実際にこういう霊的戦いがあることを私たちは意識する必要もあるんですね。
Especially as Christians.
特にクリスチャンはそうだと思います。
Because as Christians, especially, we have a spiritual enemy.
で私たちは本当にクリスチャンとして自分たちの中に、まあ、周りに霊的な敵がいることは確かだと思うんです。
And just like all people, this spiritual enemy tries to deceive us and accuse us.
そしてその霊的な敵は私たちを非難して私たちに戦いを挑んでくるんですね。
He knows where we're weak and where we're vulnerable.
私たちの弱さを知ってるんです、その敵は。
And he keeps trying and keeps trying to make us fall.
私たちが本当につまずきを倒れるように仕掛けてくるんです。
And he uses our circumstances and actually other people, good people, to do
that. そして私たちを倒すためにいろんな状況背景あるんですけど、ひょっとしたら良い人を用いて私たちを倒すようなこともあるんです。
Today, briefly, I want to share a vision that I actually had from God in the beginning of the summer this year.
この夏の最初にちょっと神様が与えたと思うビジョンについて少し話したいと思うんですけど、
I don't usually talk about visions.
あまり私は普段ビジョンとかそういうことを話さないんですけど、
And maybe you're not used to hearing about visions.
皆様あまりそれ聞いたことはないと思うので、
But God gives people visions.
でも私は本当に神様は人々に人間にビジョンを与えると思っています。
And God showed me
でその時ですね、
a brief glimpse of the spiritual battle that is going on around us.
あるその霊的な戦いについて少し示してくださったように感じました。
It's not something that I actually saw with my eyes, but I was very aware of it as I was praying.
私が祈ってる時に見た、祈ってる時にそれに気がついた、そういうふうに意識されるようなそういう状況でした。
And I really saw the oppression not only against Mizpah, but against the many ministries, the Christian ministries. But I also saw without a doubt God's amazingly strong protection.
でも同時にその時私は感じたのは神様の本当に力強い守りがここにあるということだったんですね。
But each of us need to be intentional about receiving that protection.
でも私たち本当にいつも意識的に神様の守りを手に取って、そして身につける必要があるんです。
Because if we're not intentional about it, we will fall.
倒れちゃうことあるんですよね。
The battle of the church is the battle of each individual.
教会の戦いっていうのは私たち一人一人の戦いでもあります。
And the battle of each individual is the battle of the church.
教会は教会の戦いでもあるんですね。
I'm going to say that again.
ますね、
the battle of each and every individual is the battle of the church.
一人一人の戦いが教会の戦いでもある。
And the battle of the church is the battle of each and every individual.
教会の戦いは一人一人の戦いでもあるということ です。アメン。
So last week we started to read from Ephesians.And the passage that we read, for those of you who weren't here, taught us three very important things, and they taught it very clearly. The first thing is that we absolutely need God's protection. It is an amazing understatement to say that our strength is not enough for this spiritual battle.
ね、この霊的な戦いについて私たち自分の力が足りないなんていうのは本当に足りなくて、もっと本当に私たち神様の力が必要なんです。
Number two.
2番目は
God gives us His absolutely more than enough protection. That's not very good English, but
you can come along with me. Japanese people are laughing. That was kind
of like Japanese grammar.
日本語的な表現でしたけどね。超ですね。超。
God's protection is more than enough. Number three. We...need to be intentional about receiving and appropriating God's strength and His protection.
神様の力を実際に受けて、そして自分のものにするっていうことを意図的にしなきゃいけない。
So for the kids, maybe you don't know what appropriate means.
子供たちはですね、appropriate っていう自分のものにするって言葉がないか難しいこと
だと思いますけど。Appropriate means to make something your very own.
自分のものを悪く言えば私物化するんですね。
So it's not automatic.
それは本当に単純に自動的にするものではなくて、
so giving us strength and protection is God's part.
神様は私たちに差し出してくださいます。
But receiving and appropriating that protection is our part.
神様の守りを受けて、それを自分のものにするのは私たちが意図的にしなくてはいけないことです、ね。
And Paul uses the metaphor of armor to communicate this to us.
パウロはそのことをこの武具の例えについて話したんですね。
He tells us that God not only gives us armor, but He gives us His own personal armor.
で、そこでですね、ただの武具、ね、武具を鎧かぶるは、ただの武具じゃなくて、神様の武具を、神様ご自身の武具を私たちに与えてくださるというんです。
When you hear that, do you feel like this little boy?
で、その時にですね、こんな感じしませんか？神様の武具っていうと、こんな小さい子供がブカブカの服を着ている
ような
。
I serve a big God!
でも、素晴らしい神様私たちは仕えているけれども、
I serve an amazing, a great, and awesome God!
偉大な神様私たちは仕えているけれども、
How can this God's armor possibly fit?
実際私にぴったり来るんだろうかと思うことありませんか
I'm small.
じゃあちっちゃい力がない。
And I'm weak.
弱いんだ。
But this thought that God's armor doesn't fit me is actually.A lie from Satan.
神様の武具は私に合わないっていう声はですね、それは悪魔からの伝え聞きなんですね。
Because it's God's will for us to put on His armor.
神様の御心は私たちはしっかりと神様の武具を身につけることが御心なんですね。
If you're desiring with all your heart to live to honor God, do you ever feel like I just can't do it?
ね、本当に神様信じて神様に栄光あるように生きようと思った時にですね、本当に自分の足りなさを覚えますよね。
I know I shouldn't act like this.
こんな風にすべきじゃないのにしちゃうとか。
I know I shouldn't talk like this.
こんな話し方をしちゃいけないのにしちゃう
とか。And I especially know I shouldn't think like this.
こんなこと考えちゃいけないのに考えちゃうってことありますよね。
I do.
ね、実際にそういうことはある私たち。
And it's just too hard.
ね、難しい。 できない。
Do you ever think like that?
そう思うことはありますか。
But if by grace we can receive God's honor,
もしも神様のこの部分を見つけることができ、受け取ることができたならば、
and by grace,
神様の恵みを受け
ることができたら、God commands us to put that armor on.
私たちをしっかり見つけることができたならば、
then also by grace,
また神様の
恵みを受けて、we can grow into that armor.
その部分の大きさに私たちが大きくなることができるんです。
And we can be changed.
そして私たちが変えられるんです。
And we can be strengthened.
私たちの力が与えられます。
Another way of saying put on the armor of God is to put on Christ.
神様の武具を身につけなさいということを違う言葉で言えば、それはイエス様を身につけなさいと言
いたい。If we're a disciple of Christ,
私たち本当に神様、イエス様の弟子として従っていくならば、
then God's armor will fit us.
私たちは、神様が与えられた神様の武具は本当に私たちに合うようになる。
Actually, it's our old way of living, our old way of being that no longer fits us.
そう、私たちが従っているときにですね、もう私たちの古いもの、私たちの古い生き方が私たちにもう合わなくなるんですね。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, people in this world are slaves to their passions and to their desires.
私たちこの世に住む人間たちはですね、本当にこの世の中で私たちどのような熱情とか欲望の奴隷となってますね。
They're slaves to their own selfishness.
自分のエゴの、まあ、奴隷となっているのかありませんか。
But when we receive Christ,
でも私たちがイエス様を受け取った時に、
we are set free.
私たちは自由にされるというのは約束です。
That's a promise.
それは約束なんです。
And God's promises are true.
神様の約束は真実です。
We've been adopted as children of God.
私は神様の子として受け取られたわけですね。
And kids look like their parents.
そして子供たちはだんだん親に似てきます。あるんですか。
Kids take after their parents.
子供たちは親の姿を見て育っていきます。
So we no longer need to take after the evil and the
satanic
forces of this world.
We can now look like and take after our Father in heaven.
Paul actually says it like this earlier in Ephesians, and I'd like to read that.
Ephesians
1-5, and please read at home to verse 10. It was really good, but just for time's sake, I kind of missed it. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, craving out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
さて、あなた方は以前は自分の過ちと罪のために死んでいたのです。この世を支配する者、他の空中に勢力を持つ者、すなわち不従順な者たちのうちに、今も働く霊に従い、過ちと罪を犯して歩んでいました。私たちも皆、こういう者たちの中にいて、以前は肉の欲望の赴くままに生活し、肉や心の欲するままに行動していたのであり、他の人々と同じように生まれながら神の怒りを受けるべきものでした。しかし、憐れみ豊かな神は私たちをこの上なく愛してくださり、その愛によって罪のために死んでいた私たちをキリストと共に生かしました。
So we are alive with Christ.
私たちは生きているんですね。キリストと共に生きているんですね。
And we are now children of God.
私たちは今、神様の子とされたというんです。
So we can look different.
私たちは前とは違ったように見えるはずです。
And what fits us is now
different.体に近く合うものは前と違ったものが私たちに合う
ことです。先週読んだ聖書を
少しさっと読んでそれから続けたいと思うんですけれども。
So the passage starts like this. Finally, be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
最後に主によりたのみその偉大な力によって強くさせられなさい。
Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
悪魔の策略に対抗しなすことができるように神の武具を身につけなさい。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.
私たちの戦いは血肉を相手に進むのではなく、支配と権威、イスラエルの世界の支配者、天にいる悪の将来を相手にするものなのです。だから邪悪な日によく抵抗し、すべてを成し遂げて、しっかりと立つことができるように神の武具を身につけなさい。
So, the first part of the armor that God tells us to put on is, anybody was here last week, you remember?
一番最初のものは何でしたか？
覚えてます。Mia, praise God, what was it?
Thank you!
You're the...、
ね、
Praise God! Someone was listening! One person! I'll take that! Well, when Mark and I don't usually talk about the message... But last week's message seemed to evoke a lot of debate and discussion. And actually, in the afternoon, we were talking about being truthful. And we talked about how being truthful is hard. And we even talked, should we always be truthful?
いいのかということです。
But I think the point of this passage is that we should not be deceptive.
私たちがですね、まあ、偽らないということがとても大切だと思います、ね。
We shouldn't lie.
私たちは嘘をつかない。
We should be people of integrity.
本当に神様前に本当に透明であるようなことができるような人間である必要なんですね。
But that doesn't mean that we should look at someone and say, you look really old.
Yeah, その時にそれ言ってね、あなた、老けて見えるなんて言う必要ないんですよね。それは真実じゃなくてね、別にね。
Unless that person is your husband.
言われたから、あの、それがご主人だから言ってもいいから、他の人にあなた、
This morning, I can't do it. You'll have to do it. Mas was in the living room. He looked older than the old people who do the physical exercises.
What happened to you? You look
older than the old people
who
do the physical exercises. What happened to you? I had a headache.And there are also times when we just shouldn't tell everything to anybody. And to anybody. We shouldn't tell our most painful and private secrets to everybody that we
love.
But please.Listen to me,
church.
If we are going to be a community, then our relationships have to be based on truth.
でも私たち本当にコミュニティを作り上げるとしたときに、私たちの本当に基礎はですね、真実で、誠実で、正しいことでなければいけない。
Because without truth, there cannot be trust.
本当に真理がないときに私たちは信頼し合うことは難しいんです。
And without trust,There cannot be unity.
そして信頼ないときには一致というのはまた難しいことなんですね。
In the Bible, truth is actually a relationship word, a word filled with relationships between beings.
そう、真理という言葉はどちらかというと関係性というか、存在との関係性の中に捉えられることなんです。
And part of this word truth in the Greek is faithfulness.
違う言葉で言うとですね、聖子とも訳されるんですね、その真理は。
So God is a faithful God, amen?
神様は聖子な方であるとも言えるんです。アーメン
ですか? We can rely on him.
私たちは神様に本当に信じて従っていくことができるということなんです。
And not only we can rely on his faithfulness, but God also teaches us the truth.
神様は私たちに聖子であることを教えてくださっています。
And he teaches us that through the word of God.
そしてそれを私たちは御言葉を通して学ぶことができるんですね。
That's God's part.
それが神様の役割です。
And God gives us the desire and the ability to live truthfully.
そして神様は私たちに本当に聖子を持って生きることができるような能力と、そして願いを私たちに与えています。
These are gifts.
私たちは神様を与えられているんですね、それを。
Now comes our part.
そしたら、
We have to respond.
神様の招きに私たちは応答しなくてはいけません。
We have to choose.
私たちは選択しなくてはいけないんです。
And we have to live in a way that honors God.
そして神様に栄光をもたらすような生き方を本当に決心してやっていかなくてはいけないんです。
Because that's our part.
私たちの役割なんです。私たちの応答であるべきです。
So let's continue to read the passage, and I'm not going to.Go too slowly, hopefully. So, this is the part about the truth, but it goes with the rest, so I just put it together. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having put on as shoes for your feet the readiness given by the gospel of peace, and in all circumstances take up the shield of faith with